那我们呢，我们这个课程事无量心于日用呢，总共分成四个单元来跟大家做报告跟分享。那我们上一次呢，在7月26号的时候，我们先为大家呢做了一些所谓的事无量心的解说。
The four immeasurable minds and the practice and the daily usage, and we divided into four classes. Last time on July 26, we introduced what are the four immeasurable minds.
在上一次课程里头，我们在大致来讲呢，我们讲四无量心，讲到慈悲喜舍。其实简单来说，也就是说是四种，让我们呢，在菩萨道上，不管是对自己或者对他人，都能够让我们摄受教化，感化我们自己，让我们庄严国土，成熟众生的一个修行法门。
The four immeasurable minds, and briefly speaking, is the four practice method on the Bodhisattva path to gathering ourselves and transform others to adorn the Buddha land and then bring living beings to accomplishment.
那么之所以说是无量心，所谓无量，我们也提到了它不单是数量的无量，对象的无量，时间、心力、福德都是无尽无量的。那么这用着大慈悲心、大平等心、大智慧心呢，能够平等的对待一切的众生，能够行大布施，而又能够无有执着。
Immeasurable means can be in many different ways, in quantity, in object, in time, in effort, in virtue and merit. We use these four immeasurable mind of a great equanimity, great wisdom, great compassion, equally treat all sentient beings, perform great giving.
所以我们在说慈 ,OK, 我们说娱乐。悲拔苦，慈悲就是呢，把所有能够给的喜乐的因缘，能够促成众生喜乐，能够让他们离苦得乐的因缘，我们都尽可能的来跟众生分享。那么喜呢，包括让我们自己能够随喜他人，能够看到人家在顺境当中，或者看到人家能够离苦得乐呢，我们自己也能够心生喜悦。那么舍呢，当然我们就讲的能够尽量的做没有执着，无分别，能够愿亲平等的一起来对待，然后自己呢能够成就舍心，让自己能够也不起烦恼，不觉得疲倦。
Loving kindness refer to being affectionately mindful to all to other beings, and such that one constantly seeking to benefit them with the situation induce peace and security and the bliss. And compassion means refers to being sympathetically mindful of beings undergoing all manners of physical and mental suffering in the five phases and to alleviate their suffering.And empathetic joy means seeing people depart from suffering and rejoice in the happiness, wisdom. And equanimity means refers to the relinquishing the three other immeasurable minds. Such a one is simply mindful of being in such a way that one is neither averse nor affectionate toward them.
所以我们也说，在我们心念上，在我们观念上，我们用邀请的心，用带动的心，用无所求不勉强他人的心来跟大家做分享。那么每个当下现观无常，好跟坏其实都没有一定的定论，一切呢都是最好的因缘，面对接受把握当下。
And also, we use inviting and leading attitude and that kind of attitude to share with others and not seeking anything and to force somebody has to believe in us And now every single moment and we contemplate impermanence. And regardless of good or bad, there's no absolute. Everything is the best course on condition at that moment. And face and to accept and uphold every single moment of the present time, a present moment.
那么当我们自己的心能够知道无常，那么我们就不会去抓，不会去抓过去，不会去抓未来，甚至于连现在都不会抓。那么因为我们知道连现在它都是不断的在生生灭灭，只有当下这一刹那，那么就当下呢，自己其实也就能够练习着舍。
If we know, when our mind knows about impermanence, and so we will not grasp. We will not grasp the past. We will not try to grasp the future. Even the present, we will not grasp. Because even the present moment is also arising and perishing. Only the current moment right here and right now. Therefore, because we know that, and then we can practice equanimity.
那么我们也有讲到说，包括我们人的生命其实有生也有死，那甚至于呢说到我们活呢，活着其实我们也希望我们能够将来好好的面对死亡。如果我们活的时候我们就很怕死，我们就不能活得很愉快。如果我们很担心死亡的来临，那么我们自己也就没有办法很自在的去活着。
We all know there's a birth and death in the life. So, and we can say that. And, the reason we be alive and the purpose is because we want to prepare the smooth and the good final moment, the death. And then also, we can also say, why we were living, we're really afraid of death and that we cannot live happily and then at ease.
所以练习着在生活当中看事情，知道要去看无常，看现象当中它的聚散、它的生灭、它的起起落落，那么去看到其实它生的时候已经其实就在灭，而灭的时候你看到它好像在消失，其实也已经在生。所以当我们自己能够用这样的心去看待的时候呢，其实就不用因为发生了什么事情就让自己起了烦恼，因为没有一件事情它都是永远存在的，它会消失的。那么甚至于它在发生的时候其实就逐渐的在消失。那么当我们自己这样的时候能够去看待这些事情的时候呢，用这样的心，我们自己就不容易在现象当中起执着、起抓取的心。所以在里头就是练习着在无常当中放下我们的执着，而把我们的这个我能够慢慢的消融掉。
Therefore, and we need a practice, and when we see everything, we need a practice and contemplate impermanence. The meaning of impermanence is a phenomenon of coming together and separating, arising, perishing, ups and downs. And when the things arising actually is already in the process perishing,And in when the things is perishing, actually is in the process of arising. So when you see everything, you don't have to, you don't need to, because something happened, you get upset and cause your vexation. Because it will disappear, it will perish anyway. And nothing will exist permanently, everlasting. They all will perish. So when they are arising, the time start happening, and then actually is in the process of perishing. Since we know that, that can help us to get rid of our attachment. So in the contemplation of impermanence, we let go abiding attachment, and within there, there's no self.
所以我们也在讲，我们常讲因缘有，自性空。我们也可以说 OK, 四无量心当中的慈悲喜，它也可以讲说这在现象当中它就是有，而舍呢其实就在练习着让我们用平等观看无常，当下能够舍掉执着，舍掉这个我，那其实也就在看所谓的空性。
We always say, yeah, there is a cause condition. Cause condition does exist, but the self nature is empty. Therefore, and this loving kindness, compassion, empathetic joy, it's a phenomena. They do exist. And but the last equanimity, it's emptiness.
好，那这是大致呢，我们上一次稍微跟大家讲的过的一些东西。那我们在讲到说这四堂课里头呢，从这个礼拜开始，我们连着还有三堂。那我们在这个整个架构的大纲里头啊，我们首先讲的是什么叫事无量心，这就是我们上次在做的分享。这一次呢，我们会就事无量心的日用跟修持来跟大家做分享跟报告。
This topic is divided into four classes. So I just gave a brief recap of our last lecture talking about the four immeasurable mind. And today we're going to talk about the practice and the daily usage of the four immeasurable mind.
所以我们常常也在讲哦，我们自己呢在发愿的时候很容易哈，可是长远心呢是很难去持久的。那事无量心呢，之所以是无量，是因为也唯有无量才能够让我们长久不退。那么日用呢，日用只是这四种心的展延跟内化，让我们在日用当中练习着把这四种心呢能够在我们的生命当中能够扎根，能够落实。
A lot of time, it's easy to give a vows, but to be persistent, it's not that easy. Therefore, because this is immeasurable, and therefore can long lasting. And the daily practice is the continuance of this four immeasurable mind. So if it's not immeasurable, this four mind and eventually is going to fade away, and then it will not be fulfilled, and it could be momentary wholes and deeds, because immeasurable, and therefore so it will last long time and then keep going and be persistent.
所以无量之所以重要，是因为如果没有无量，这四种心其实就会变质，会掉漆，会不到位，而且也不究竟，它只能算是片刻的一个善行，那么我们菩萨道上也不会走得完整。
Therefore, this immeasurable is very important. That's why it's very important, because if it's not immeasurable, this four mind eventually will fade away and that will not be fulfilled. And like I said before, it just become a momentary, a wholesome deed, and it's not complete. And in the Bodhisattva path, it will not be complete.
所以除了我们上一堂课跟大家分享的心态跟观念之外呢，那么我们在日常生活当中我们还可以怎么用呢？哎，我们再来做报告。
Besides, we shared last time the concept and the attitude, and how are we going to use in the daily life, and so now I'm going to speak to that.
这里还是要插播一下哈，不好意思，因为我的英文不好，所以刚刚修改 PPT 呢 ，PPT 的时候还是没有修改完成哈，这里多了重复的字没有改吧，抱歉。
It was my fault, and I paste extra things extra. We just noticed that. Just ignore that.
好，那我们讲这个单元，我们讲事无量心的日用跟修持呢，我们把它分成两个部分，一个是以事无量心来摄化自他，另外讲的就是事无量心的日用。
The four immeasurable mind, we're going to divide it into two categories. The first category is to use the four immeasurable minds to gather in and transform self and others. The second part is the daily usage of the four immeasurable minds.
那我们说事无量心来摄化自他，也是告诉你，不管是对我们自己或者对他人，其实都 可以拿来都有帮助，能够让我们摄受，能够让我们教化，能够感化，感化我们自己，也能够感化他人啊。慈悲喜舍啊，这个不好意思，这个版本都是中文的，等一下有英文的哈。
The four imaginable mind we can use on ourselves and to others to get in and transform self and others. So we're going to talk about each of them. And the English version is coming up.
好，我们说慈呢，它是对娱乐，它是对我们自己呢。OK， 其实要给人家欢喜。如果当我们自己是不欢喜的时候，我们不可能给人家欢喜的。所以它是对治我们自己的嗔恚心。啊，给予众生快乐，悲呢啊是对治自己的恼害烦恼，然后能够让我们自己呢看待，能够给众生呢帮助他们离苦得乐，这个是英文版的，先讲慈跟悲。
Okay, we're gonna talk about loving kindness and then compassion first. Loving kindness is giving.Joy to others. If yourself is not happy, you're not be able to giving other people happiness. So, and that's why we can work on ourselves and then help others. So, loving kindness is to resolve one's own hatred and adversity and bring joy to sentient beings. And compassion is alleviate suffering.And resolve one's own trouble and defilement, alleviate the suffering of sentient beings.
那么说，慈是娱乐，那快乐有哪些呢？怎么样让众生快乐呢？啊，一般呢，乐的分法啊，它有分五欲的乐，有说啊，要知足常乐，有说哎助人常乐啊，或者呢，甚至于啊，我们讲的涅槃是最乐的。
Loving kindness means giving joy, giving happiness. And what kind of happiness we are talking about? Actually, there's four kinds. The first kind is joy of the five desires. And the second kind is the happiness and consisting of contentment. And the third kind is joyous helping. Helping others is the origin of happiness.The fourth is Nirvana joy or Nirvana or liberation bliss.
那么说五欲的乐呢 ？OK， 指的呢就是我们色、声、香、味、触五种感官上的满足。这个好像是我们从一生下来之后呢就与生俱来的，我们就会去追求，就会去抓取，哎，希望呢能够得到生活上种种的享受，比如说啊好看啊，好看好。舒服的衣服啦，好吃的饮食啦，好、啊、或者气味啦，香气啊，或者娱乐啊，或者自己的居家环境等等的，给自己的一种种种的追求跟满足。
What are the joy of the five desires? Five desires are sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and this is five sense of the satisfaction of our five sense, and it's our enjoyment in our life, and for example, like a beautiful clothing, delicious food, pleasant smell, and a fun entertainment, and comfortable living environment. These are all five desires, the joy of five desires.
那我们常常说小欲知足，知足常乐。那少欲呢，大部分我们会讲的，借着五戒十善。来让我们自己淡泊，让我们自己知道欲求减少我们自己不必要的欲求，因为即便是五欲的欲乐呢，其实是永无止境的，它是没有办法有满足的一天。那我们只有知道的，就像用上师父讲的一个观念，什么是需要，什么是想要，让我们自己淡泊欲求，让我们自己能够少欲知足，那么当下其实就能够得到安乐。
The second is the happiness consists in contentment. And a lot of time, and if we have a less desire, and then we'll be easier to content. And we use a 5 precept and 10 wholesome action to reduce our unnecessary desire. And for example, Master Sun Yan always said, and what is needed it, and what is I wanted it. So if you know that, and what is needed, and what is wanted, and so you will reduce your desire and of those unnecessary desires, and then you will be living in a happier life and in containment.
那我们从小也常常朗朗上口说，助人为快乐之本，帮助人很欢喜。那帮助人的事情有很多，包括布施、救济，甚至去关怀、慰问啊。那这都可能够叫做帮助人。当然，它也是能够带给大家快乐的。
And the third kind is helping others is the origin of a happiness. And for example, offering and giving.Rescue, relief, and caring. And this is all a way of helping others and bring happiness to other people. And then also empathetic caring. And because of that, and then that will bring us happiness.
那么涅槃最乐，这也是我们佛教的殊胜之处。它必须是来自于我们在戒定慧三学的闻、思、修、证。而所谓的得到的解脱之乐，也就是如果菩萨们还记得的话，师父圆寂的时候，哎，他的匾额就叫极灭为乐。
The fourth kind is a nirvana joy or liberation bliss. The reason Buddhism is surpassing and extraordinary, and because it's from we listening.Pondering and practicing Buddha Dhamma to actualize the precept and dhyana with all meditation, concentration, and the wisdom, and to reach a liberation joy. And that's why in Sifu's, when Sifu passed away, his words is nirvana joy.
那所以我们说持是与乐，那么现阶段到底要给哪个阶段的乐呢？那是要让我们自己或者众生到哪里去呢？那么佛陀出世说法，它的目的又会在哪里呢？其实这是跟我们每个人的根器，我们每个人修行的层次是有相关的。所以刚刚其实还在跟弥勒菩萨我们在讲，我们能够看到人家在苦的时候，我们要给人家乐，你当下的可能救急的还是要先处理，否则的话，他也不会觉得是乐的。那当然最就近的是我们自己修习佛法，我们知道要求解脱乐，唯有我们自己的心念，我们自己去向的是求解脱的那个心，那我们自己呢才会练习着学习着，把师父讲的那么好的佛法，在我们日常生活当中拿来修炼。
Loving kindness is giving joy and giving happiness. And in the current moment, the current stage, and what should I give and to help others, and to help myself and to help others, and where am I leading myself and the sentient being to, and what's the purpose? And Buddha was born into expounding the Dharma.And it really depends on sentient beings' karmic roots. Whatever your level at the present moment, that's what you do, that's what you give. And for example, people and really needed something, you give them nirvana joy and it's not applicable. They are hungry, they're starving to death. You have to alleviate immediate and give it to them what they need. So,Of course, our final goal is a nirvana bliss. And then from the daily practice, we practice from the beginning point and then gradually increase yourself and to reach the final destination.
那么说到悲拔苦，当然不只是希望众生能够离苦得乐，也希望我们自己也是个愚痴的众生，我们在生活当中也不要老是掉在烦恼里头，所以我们讲对治自己能够离开恼害，也能够让众生呢能够离苦。那我们的烦恼又来自哪里呢？
Compassion is it's a result of our own trouble and defilement. And we are also one of the ignorant sentient beings. So we use compassion to resolve our own vexations and also try to help sentient beings to alleviate suffering.
所以我们知道说所谓的苦有所谓的八苦，生老病死，爱别离，怨憎会，求不得，五蕴炽盛。那在身心变化的当中呢，我们可以知道生老病死，那它是你没有办法抗拒的，因为它是一个生命的必然现象。所以当你看它一切是正常，就像我们一开始在讲，其实有生啊，必然就是有死，甚至于是不是到面临死亡的时候才死。当我们现在，其实我们也每一分每一秒都不断的在死去，那当然同样的，其实它也不断的在生。拿最简单的讲，我们新陈代谢，我们的细胞一样，不就是这样吗？不断的在死，不断的在生。
Compassion is to alleviate suffering. What kind of suffering? We have a kind of suffering: to be born, to getting to age, and to be ill, and to death, and then separate from your loved one, and then the one you hate, you always encounter that, and then also the suffering of a raging fire aggregates, and. And then these are irreversible, and then it's the natural phenomena of a life, and so we should treat it this way. We cannot be reversed. It cannot be avoided. And so, regardless, and even to our metabolism, our cells is born and death, and in every single moment. So this is just the natural phenomena of life.
那面对我们社会关系的变化产生的苦呢，最常见的我们讲爱别离怨憎会，喜欢的常常呢永远没办法长相厮守，然后老是不喜欢的呢，你赶都赶不掉啊，让自己很烦恼。那这个最好的对治方法就是咱们家住持法师讲的那句话，好的不喜欢，坏的不讨厌。其实你就看到因缘所生化啊，没有所谓的好与坏，一切都是最好的。
Birth, death, aging, and illness, and this is the suffering caused by our body and mind change. And another suffering is because the social relationship change, that will be the suffering. And for example, separate from the loved one. And you keep running into the one you don't like, you hate, and you cannot get rid of them. So the best way is to practice this, like our Guoxin Fasi said, you are not going to like the favorable, not dislike the infavorable. You use that to practice, and then you will have you will not have a more vexation. This is just a phenomenon of a cause and condition.
那我们讲说欲求不满足的时候呢，我们自己其实就面临着求不得苦跟五蕴炽盛苦。我们知道当我们有很多很多过剩的欲求的时候，当我们在求或者求不得的时候，好苦；得到的时候呢，又担心没办法一直保有它，就开始担心害怕，就怕哪一天会失去它。那么一旦失去它的时候呢，又非常懊恼，觉得怎么就明明是我的，怎么就不见了呢？可是你知道，东西本来就不会恒常存在的。所以在这六十当中呢，其实我们一切我们日常生活当中是我们众生颠倒，其实根本就没有所谓真的叫做所谓的快乐，唯有我们自己求解脱乐才是能够让我们自己安心的所在。
the, The other suffering is when we, if we have too much desire, we constantly seeking to fulfill our desire, and we will not feel content because we never be able to fulfill our desire. So that's another suffering. You want to get something you cannot get, and then the other suffering is the suffering of the five raging aggregates and their effect. So when you have too much desire, you're looking for, you're seeking to fulfill your desire, and in the process you are suffering. And then after you get something you wanted it, and then you're afraid you're gonna lose, and then you're in the suffering again. And then you will not have any time as a happiness. And actually, during our life, and what we think is happy, it's an illusion. The real happy is the liberation bliss, the nirvana joy.
所以背着把苦，我们也可以说将心比心。我们自己呢，希望自己能够离苦，我们也希望众生都能够离苦。
Therefore, compassion, we want ourselves to alleviate suffering, and then we with the same mindset, empathetic, and we want to, empathetically, we want other people, we want a sentient being to alleviate from suffering.
那我们说喜呢，对自己，喜心的部分，对自己呢，来讲，其实是可以对治我们自己的嫉妒心。那么能够看到人家在顺境当中，看到人家在乐境当中，或者看到人家离苦得乐的时候，我们都能够心生喜悦，能够随喜他人的一毫之善，一点点的善，我们都能够随喜赞叹。
Empathetic joy is to resolve our own jealousy and see people depart from suffering and rejoice in the happiness wisdom. And then also, and well, help us to rejoice other people. Even if it's just one little bit good deed and good thing they did, and then we shall rejoice with them.
前两天呢，正好也听到师父在讲的，对，那个大法鼓呢，而且是他也讲到嫉妒心哈、哦。我们常常见不得人家欢喜，其实是因为我们自己就是。有我们自己的我慢心，有我们自己的嫉妒心，看不得人好。那我们上次也在讲说，在普贤十大愿王里头，他也讲的，哎，随喜功德，其实要赞叹啊，见人家欢喜，我们也心生欢喜。那自己要去看到，为什么我们见不得人家好，见不得人家欢喜，可以看到人家顺境当中，我们会嫉妒。甚至于自己可能都还没有察觉到嫉妒，这个部分是常常在深层内心当中，我们自己的慢心，自以为比人家了不起，自以为人家比不上我们自己，所以我们常常会有甚至于是有时候我们自己其实是做不到，可是呢，哎，又看不得人好，就会有酸葡萄的心理。那这也是我们自己要去练习着对治的。
And last time I encountered 师父's great Dharma Drum video, and 师父 said, why we have a jealousy? Why we have a jealousy toward others? But deep down, it's our arrogance and in the deeper level. And maybe I can't even do what other people do, but when I see that, and I will say, well, you know, it's only this, it's no big deal, but I can't even do it. And it's really, and we know that, and we need to contemplate in the deeper level. It's our arrogance. So, therefore, in Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, the 10 great vows, rejoice in the merit of others. So when you see people can do things and just a very little good deed, then we rejoice with them. And then therefore we can be able to and see our arrogance in the deeper level.
所以我们也会讲说什么叫喜呢？我们讲说，哎，经常也讲，哎，只要有所饶益，有饶益众生。哦、只要对众生呢有一点点帮助，能够让他们能够得到利益的，其实 都是欢喜无悔的去去学习去修行。
What's an empathetic joy? As long as there's a little bit benefit to sentient beings, and we should do it. And then, and people, sentient beings, a little bit better than us, so we all learn from that.
那么舍呢？舍心，它在对治我们的贪爱、骄慢，然后学习让我们自己呢，我们太多的我喜欢的，我要的，或者呢，我自以为自以为了不起，这跟我们刚刚讲的部分呢有一点雷同哈。但是呢，让我们自己在里头平等对待，用我们在讲的一个平等心无分别心，能够愿亲平等，没有所谓的怨与亲，它当然是很难哦。所以我们必须呢，不断的去练习，然后练习去不染着，练习去不执着。
Equanimity is to resolve our own greed and arrogance, relinquishing of the three other imaginable minds, such as one is neither averse nor affectionate toward them. So we use the equanimity with no discrimination and to treat others. And then we also contemplate the greed, the arrogance we have in the deeper level. And then that will help us and help sentient beings. And regardless, we treat them with equal way. And there's no distinguish between someone close to you or someone you love and someone you hate. So this is the equanimity.
所以我们在四无量心在日用的时候，我们就知道我们凡夫众生呢，我们的六根，我们的眼耳鼻舌身意，一旦接触到环境呢，接触到现象的时候，六根触境，如果没有这四无量心，没有这慈悲喜舍，其实我们一定是就是跟着我们的贪嗔痴慢疑这五毒呢是相应的，我们一天到晚呢就是跟人家对立，自己呢也很容易的会起烦恼。
Therefore, when the six sense organs encounter the situation, so if you're not practicing with the four immeasurable mind, then you must be practicing with the greed, hatred, ignorance, arrogance, and suspicion. You are constantly opposing against others, and then, and maybe against yourself, and then easily to rise vexation to self.
所以我们自己在接触环境，我们在日常生活当中师父也鼓励我们就是要用无所求的心，用平等的心来学习。因为唯有我们用四无量心用无所求平等的心呢，唯有慈悲我们才会知道要布施。那么布施呢，能够不去着相，也是我们讲的甚至于三轮体空，它就是一个习舍那我们自己呢，其实在舍心的部分里头，其实讲的很多，我们俩讲当下那不执着，不住内，不住外，它其实就是舍去心的一个贪着因为我们不断的就是会习惯的去抓取。那当我们能够平等的心，能够众生平等其实佛经里头也在讲，包括师父也在讲，我们之所以能够相聚一堂，其实都曾经在累生累世当中都是我们自己的怨亲，今天的怨可能是前世的亲前世的怨可能是这一世的亲，那我们看不到，其实是没有什么的怨亲的分别，不起分别，我们就能够用全心全意的能够来祝福，那么我们才能够叫做用平等的法一起来修学。
We need to practice the four immeasurable mind in our daily life. And when we have a compassion, and then we will perform generous giving. And that giving, it will not abiding on the form. This is really joyous giving. And not abiding, our mind is not abiding internally and abiding externally. And this is relinquish the and of the mind of abiding. And when you do giving, and there's no person give doing the giving, and there's no person receiving the giving, and there's no giving such a thing. We need to use this kind of attitude to give. So if we can use and that kind of attitude to do giving, and to then we will get rid of our attachment. And when we get together, when we encounter people, because we have such affinity to encounter each other, and maybe you are somebody I like, but in the past life, and maybe you are my enemy. And now, in this life, maybe you are my enemy, but in my previous life, and many, many lives ago, maybe you are my relatives, my loved one. And regardless, and we are together now because we have this affinity, we should not give rise to any discrimination of the loved one and the hate one. And then, and we can wholeheartedly and give the best wish to other people. And this is called abiding in the equanimity.
那我们说慈悲哦，慈悲其实在座菩萨们也修学佛法有好段时间，我们在曾经听过这几个名词，比如说生缘慈、法缘慈、无缘慈。啊，那生缘慈其实也是让我们说，练习着用我们的慈悲心等视十方啊，把所有的一切众生呢，像我们自己的父母亲人一样的来对待啊，包括我们在《梵网经》上里头也有提到哈，一切众生是我父，一切众女子是我母啊，生生无不从之而受生。其实这也是跟我们讲的，在生生世世当中，其实我们都曾经是我们的亲人，包括现在。也就是为什么我们会说其实都是一家人。
Compassion you may heard about this is three different kind of compassion. Compassion for sentient beings, compassion based on the Dharma, causeless or unconditioned compassion. The first, compassion for sentient beings, use a mind of a compassion, equally treat all sentient beings in the turn direction, like our father, mother, and brother and sister. And in the Brahman King Sutra, we also talk about it. All sentient being is my father. All sentient being is my mother. So, and because we're together, and this life and previous life, and you, and regardless. So therefore, we should treat everybody and equally like our loved one, like our relative, like our family.
那法缘慈呢，指的比较是圣人的境界啊，他们已经断了烦恼，没有所谓的我相啊，没有所谓的人相，只有觉得要一心的去救济众生，能够随顺众生，能够拔苦与乐。
The next compassion on the compassion based on the Dharma is this is more like the level of a sage. They already cut off vexation. There's no form of a self, and there's no form of others. They only wholeheartedly alleviate sentient beings and according to their wishes and to alleviate their suffering. That kind of state.
而无缘大慈呢，大概真的目前唯有佛的境界了哈，因为只有诸佛呢，不住有为，不住无为，不住过去、现在、未来，那么他也没有叫做人我相、人相、众生相哈，是因为我们自己不知道空相，所以我们才会烦恼。而那佛呢，他不需要为了这些，他也不是为了要救度众生而救度，他不为了什么，自然的能够让众生离苦得乐。
The third kind of compassion is causeless or unconditioned compassion. This is only the state of a Buddha. And all the Buddhas, and they not abiding in the conditioned Dharma, and not abiding in the unconditioned Dharma.And not live in the past, present, and future. And regardless, but our sentient beings and don't know about the reality of the behind the old things. So therefore, we are vexed, we are suffering. And Buddha, and just naturally, and help sentient being, and not because he want to help sentient being, or because he doing it for purpose, for special purpose. And just naturally benefit a sentient being, and naturally alleviate suffering and for sentient beings.
那么对我们这些凡夫众生呢，或者是初发心的菩萨呢，其实我们如果能够做到生缘慈哈，就已经非常非常了不起了哈。哎呀，我们的能够把众生平等，能够把十方的众生呢都当作是自己的亲人一样来对待，哎呀，我就觉得他这已经是一个非常了不起的人了。
For us ordinary sentient beings, if we can do the compassion for the sentient being, the first levels, it's very good already. Because, and you can equally treat everybody and sentient beings, and to help them and to alleviate their suffering, that's good enough. That's not easy already.
所以在修学上，其实就是因为我们自己用功的状况，还有不离开我们讲的根器跟层次。所以包括我们在讲说，在我们修学的当中，有许多的部分，所谓的有相、有漏、无相、无漏，哦，那这也是层次的。曾经呢，师父就讲过一个故事，讲过一件事情让我们听哈。他说曾经呢，他的过程当中，当然常常会有一些护法居士、有些菩萨碰到一些烦恼去请教他，那他就会说。他就有告诉他说，其中有一个人呢碰到一个困难已经很久了，希望看师父呢能够怎么样去帮他。那么师父通常呢，其实大部分他都会先跟人家讲啊，你就念观世音菩萨圣号吧。那因为他不断的这样讲，他就跟他讲说，好，那你这样子你就叫他念观音圣号或者准提神咒啊，他一定会有改善的，一定会有感应，可以让他脱离困境，甚至于解除困难。
So when we practice and always start and have coming from, and depend on everybody's level of a practice and everybody karmic roots. So we practice from things has form, has outflow, and then gradually and to become no form and no outflow. Sifu and there's a lot of lay people come to see him and ask him for help. And this was one lay person, and it already encountered this difficulty, this trouble for a long time. And so Sifu told this lay person, you know, recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name or recite Kandiya Dharani. And then you will definitely and have some response to it. It will change, improve your calamity, and then even resolve and dissolve your adversity.
那菩萨就觉得很奇怪，说师父，你不是告诉我们要修无漏啊，要无为啊？那这不是有为跟有漏吗？为了自己的困难去念佛持咒啊？啊，那师父就说。哎，难道因为有为有漏你就不用做了吗？好啊，他就告诉他说，你在做的当下呢，你可以啊，他说你可以持个20万遍的准提神咒啊，好，那自己呢在念的时候呢，自己还会在心里也要想说，哎，虽然我自己现在有困难哦，但是呢，希望更多其他众生呢不要跟我受一样的困难，甚至于呢，他们一定。有人呢比我是在更困难的困境当中都有的哈，那么希望这些人都也能够离开困境。那这个菩萨呢也很可爱哈，就马上说，师父啊，不对啊，我自己的苦难都还没有解决呢，怎么现在就去想到别人呢？哎，这个人也很麻烦，对不对？很矛盾哈。哎，叫他念佛呢，他就跟你讲说，哎，不是要修无漏吗？好，叫你说好，那你还无漏还是有漏也还是要做啊。那想想也希望众生不要受苦哈。我自己都还没有离苦呢，怎么别人就要去管到别人呢？所以你想想看，我们这些众生哈，要把自己放掉还很难的。
And Then this lay person asked Sifu, and Sifu, don't you all teach us to practice unconditioned Dharma and then practice without outflow and then to recite Buddha's name and then to recite the Dharani? Is that something conditioned Dharma? It is something has outflow. So Sifu said, oh, because of that with outflow and then conditioned Dharma, so you won't do it? So Sifu asked him to recite the Dharani for 200,000 times, recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name for 1,000,000 times, and then also and tell him to contemplate in his mind, even though I maybe encounter difficulty, and there's maybe other sentient beings in the worse situation than I am. So I wish all those sentient beings and can alleviate the suffering, alleviate the calamity. And then this person say, and then this person is weird and strange and funny too. And then say, well, Sifu, myself have so much calamity and it's not resolved yet. I don't have time to worry about other people's problem. So this is such a self-contradicting person. He's such an oxymoron. So therefore, Sifu only can tell himself, oh, well, if it's a has outflow, then has outflow. Without outflow, then without outflow. But we have to and practice with outflow, then without outflow. And then practice conditioned Dharma, and then we can practice unconditioned Dharma.
对，这就是刚刚在讲的哈。师父回答说，能够有漏就有漏吧，没无能够无漏就无漏，最少先有漏再无漏嘛哈。这也是跟我们修行的层次是相关的，因为我们毕竟呢还不像师父这样大修行人，但是是值得我们学习的。师父当他自己受到苦难的时候，他一定是先想到别人，一定想到我受这个苦，别人也会受到这个苦。好，他不是先求自己要离苦得乐，而是希望众生不要跟自己一样受这样的苦，所以这是我们值得一个学习的对象。
Practicing start with outflow, and then gradually and become no outflow, without outflow, and practice begin with conditioned Dharma, and then gradually and toward unconditioned Dharma. This is our practice, goal of a practice.And then also when Shifu and when he encounter any calamity, he never thought about himself. He always thought about people. And right now, I'm going through this difficulty. I'm sure and other people even go through bigger difficulty than I am. So he always tried to think how to help others and not thinking about how to help himself. So this is something we can learn from.
所以虽然呢它的层次有点深，不见得我们能够马上做得到，那么我们能够从哪里做，我们能够具体比较去做的地方呢，来可以在我们的日常生活当中，我们的身口意当中啊，比如说我们就是拿瓷拿杯洗来作为我们自己的一个动机，跟我们的意念是相应的，起这个心动这个念，那么怎么样去执行实践呢？就透过我们的身跟口啊，那用什么方式来呈现呢？师父也告诉我们，经上也告诉我们，可以用四摄法的方式来做一个实践。那么对象呢？你说没有分别，好难，没有关系，我们就从我们的家人，从我们的亲近的人啊，到朋友，到我们的认识的人，到甚至于到不认识的人啊，能够甚至于呢，到我们甚至于不喜欢或者敌视仇怨我们的人，那么能够在练习着用舍无量心呢，不管对结果是好是坏，有没有回报，这些呢我们都不贪着不动摇，那么我们就可以不断的来练习。
To practice without outflow and then maybe such a higher level, we cannot do it yet. But we can start from something in the beginning and use the first three of unimaginable mind, loving kindness, compassion, and empathetic joy as our motive. It's that's keeping in mind as our motive. And then use the four embracing, bodhisattva virtues and as a concrete method and to practice to our body and speech. And who are the target of our practice? We can start and from our family, our close one, our loved one, and then and to next to somebody we just a friend, and then and then gradually increase to somebody we actually hate, our enemy, and then use the mind of equanimity and face toward the result. Regardless, it's the good result or the bad result, and we will not affect by.
所以我们今天呢会跟大家来分享的是怎么样用四摄法来做具体的一个执行。那么四无量心的日用呢，我们其实是分成四个单元，也就是讲到四无量心跟四摄法的关系，跟进行品的相连，还有呢包括我们常常在讲的四弘誓愿，以及整个法鼓山的理念又是怎么样的相应法。那我们今天讲的是四摄法。
The four immeasurable mind, and we divide into four lectures. And the first lecture, we explain what's the four immeasurable mind. And then today, we're going to talk about the four all-embracing bodhisattva virtues. And next, we're going to talk about the four immeasurable mind and versus a pure conduct chapter that's in Avatamsaka Sutra. And the one after, we're going to talk about the relationship of four immeasurable mind and the four great vows. The last but not the least, we're going to talk about the four immeasurable mind versus Damajuan Mountain's vision.
那我们说四摄法是四无量心的一个具体呈现的方式。那么什么是四摄法呢？在经典当中，它又怎么说四摄法呢？那我们可以来看。
So we talk about this four all-embracing bodhisattva virtues. It's our concrete practice method. So and in a lot of sutras, and didn't mention about this four method. Now we're gonna see and what other sutra says.
这个我们就大致看过了哈，因为荧幕上我们菩萨很优秀，也把英文打上去了哈。还讲到说须菩提、菩萨摩诃萨、欲得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，进佛国土成就众生，当学六波罗蜜、三十七道法及四摄法，摄取众生何等事，布施、爱语、利益、同事。
So in the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra, chapter 18, and it says, Suputi, Bodhisattva Mahasavas want to obtain Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, Buddha's pure land, and achieve ascension beings. They shall learn the six paramitas and the 37 conditions leading to Bodhi or Buddhahood, and the four all embracing bodhisattva virtues together in sentient beings. What are the four? Giving affectionate speech, conduct profit to others, cooperation and adaption of oneself to others.
那在人王护国波尔经卷一里头也提到啊，方便善巧起大行愿，以四摄法劳役有情，是无量心普覆一切。
Also, in Human King Stay Protection Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, Chapter 1, it mentioned, use the expedient means to give rise to the vows of the great conduct. Use the four all-embracing bodhisattva virtues to benefit sentient beings. And use the four immeasurable minds to universally cover or help all sentient beings.
《维摩诘所说经》里头呢，也讲四无量心是菩萨净土，菩萨成佛时成就慈悲，喜舍众生，来生其国。
Also, in Vimalakirti Sutra, Chapter 1, it says, a Buddha's Buddha land consists of four immeasurable minds. When he attained enlightenment, living beings who live by loving kindness, compassion, empathetic joy, and equanimity will be born in his Buddha land.
讲到四摄法是菩萨净土，菩萨成佛时解脱所摄众生来生其国。
And it also it says a bodhisattva Buddha land, Buddha pure land consists of a four all-embracing bodhisattva virtue. When he attained enlightenment, living beings are held together by all liberation will be born in his Buddha land.
所以我们就知道四摄法呢，它指的是布施摄、爱语摄、力行摄以及同事摄。
So the content of all embracing bodhisattva virtues is giving what others like in order to lead them to love and receive the truth. Affectionate speech with the same purpose. Conduct profitable to others with the same purpose. Cooperation with adaption of oneself to others to lead them into the truth.
所以会知道说 OK,我们行菩萨道，我们对外我们用四摄法来做修学。那么在我们自己对内呢，我们自己是用四无量心来做我们的根本发心处。那么也无非是借着这四种摄受方便的法门呢，让众生能够产生好感跟依附，能够得到众生的信任，能够进而来亲近佛法。修学佛法。
Bodhisattva and practice outwardly with the four immeasurable mind, practice inwardly with the. Sorry, I said it the other way around. Bodhisattva outwardly and practice the four embracing bodhisattva virtue, and inwardly and practice with the four immeasurable mind, use that four immeasurable mind as a base. As a base also an expedient means and less ancient beings and get a good impression, have a good impression with you, have a good affinity with you, and then they may be depending on you and trust you, and then so you're easier and then to guide them and introduce them Buddha Dharma.
所以包括维摩经里头都讲说，先与欲勾牵，欲令入佛智。也就是说，它其实四摄法也是很重要的。华严经里头讲，若能成就四摄法，则与众生无限利。其实就是要先利众生用四摄法，那么他们才能也部分呢，也能够让他们来好好的修学啊，也鼓励大家呢平常。就要多修行四摄法。
And in Vimalakirti Sutra, and it mentioned, first catch sentient being on the hook of a desire, then help them attain wisdom. First to catch them on the hook of a desire is to motivate people with what they are unaware, the significance and the benefit of Buddhism.And then to help them attain wisdom is the skillfully guide them onto the path of wisdom and liberation. And also in Avatamsaka Sutra, it says, if a bodhisattva can achieve the four embracing bodhisattva virtues, they can give sentient beings unlimited benefit. And that's why we are in our daily life, we need to practice this four embracing bodhisattva virtues.
那我们说四摄法分布施、爱与同事、力行。那布施呢，我们常常听说布施摄它分了哪些呢？它分财布施、法布施、无畏施那分三种。那财布施呢，其实它有分所谓的内财布施跟外财布施。
Giving what others like and in order to lead them to love and receive the truth. And what are the giving? We can divide it into giving with material goods, giving with dharma, and giving with courage and fearless giving. And giving with material goods, and we can talk about and outwardly, and it's the material goods you can give it to people, and inwardly, and then we can offer our physical body and strength and knowledge and skill to help to for the giving.
那我们讲外财布施呢，一般是最容易做的，一般讲的包括了钱财啊、物质啊。或者医药等等的一些施舍，当别人有需要，特别是别人有需要的时候呢，哎，都能够送给他，能够哎去布施给他。那内财布施呢，大部分啊，其实它包含的就是我们包括我们用我们的体力啊，我们自己的智慧啊，我们自己有的技能呢。啊，这些呢，其实包括像我们在道场里头有许多的义工，提供他们专长，他们也是在做布施，啊，那菩萨们今天来听经，算不算布施呢？其实也是哦，哎，布施你们的时间来听法，哎，让大家知道，哎，这个对自己有用的，让自己的亲友啊，或者是其他的人啊，起而笑之，觉得哎，我也来听听，哎，也在做布施。
Giving with hourly with material goods, and that's most easy. And that including giving money, giving any material goods, and giving medicine, and all kind of charity giving. Especially when people in need, and you give them what they need.And giving internally is giving your physical labor and your knowledge, your skill to help others. And for example, volunteer. And volunteering is giving. And everybody you come to here to listen to Dharma, it's also giving.Because when you listen to the Dharma and if something is useful to you, you will share with others. You may bring your friends and relatives and family to come to listen Dharma, to share with them. That's also giving.
那法布施呢、比如说像现在我们把我们自己知道的听或者跟师父身上听闻到的跟大家做分享跟报告，菩萨们来听法，哎呦，去跟其他的人做分享，甚至带着人一起来听，他都算法布施。
Dharma giving, and just like you come here to listen to the Dharma, and also we share with our own knowledge, our skill to other people, and then if other people is also seeking for Dharma, and we share the Dharma with them, and then have them come to listen to the Dharma, that's Dharma giving.
无畏施呢，则是让人家能够脱离恐怖畏惧的一个布施，包括呢能够让人家离开危险或者拯救快死的人等等啊，它都叫做无畏。那么哪怕是我们自己在做这个在做这样的布施的时候呢，可能会被人家笑傻，可能会被人家讲说会被人家误会等等啊，甚至于呢自己呢可能都被很多人受的攻击，认为你自己不知道在做些什么，自己呢能够一样的秉持着正心正念呢来去帮忙啊，就行布施，不怕受到责辱。
Fearless giving is to help and sentient beings to alleviate from terror and away from danger. That kind of giving.And maybe help people away from a dangerous situation, maybe to help when somebody is encounter a death situation. This is called fearless giving. And why you are doing that? And because the ignorant sentient beings, and they may think what you did is really absolutely stupid, and they may laugh at you.And then, and also sometimes a public claimant can confound the right or wrong. And regardless, but you know what you're doing. You have the right belief. You have the right mindset into doing the right thing and to perform this rescue relief. And then regardless, and you don't worry about people insulting you, but you just do. This is called fearless giving.
这三种布施里头呢，我们讲是以法布施为首，因为只要一个我们听闻佛法，在法上受益呢，其实观念改，行为就改，它的效果呢是最明显的。可是佛陀也说是以无畏布施呢最为高尚，因为我们要帮助众生离开恐怖无畏的部分呢，很可能我们会布施我们自己所有，那表示我们自己也在舍弃一切，我们不会没有愿意跟众生分享，我们自己其实就没有执着，没有我们自己这个我。
The three giving in the most important one is Dhamma giving, and that's the fast one. You can see the effort, you can see the result, and but we should giving at any time, at any moment, and to help sentient beings. And Buddha said, the fearless giving is the most noble because that already give up everything. That already relinquish everything. There's no abiding, there's no attachment, there's no self.
所以我们也应该随时随地的随顺因缘来行布施。那需要财，我们行财布施；需要法，我们行法布施。心恐怖部位呢，我们让人家能够得到安慰跟关怀，让他离开恐惧。那么这三种布施法呢，其实它也是交互可以运用，是相互相融的。我们只是稍微做了一些分别的介绍。那事实上呢，其实在行财布施的时候它同样的也可能也同时会具有的一个无畏施或者法施的部分。而法师呢，法布施的部分里头呢，其实也让众生安心，也涵盖着无畏施啊。所以布施的部分是我们在六度当中也是为第一、为首要、必须要去修学的。
We shall based on the causes and condition at any time and perform giving, generosity giving. So if the time calls for money and for wealth, and then we do the material goods giving. If the time calls for Dhamma giving, and then we do that. If sentient beings encounter dangerous situation, and then we give the fearless giving. And these three giving can use interchangeably and then also encompassing each other. And within the material goods giving, there may be fearless giving and vice versa. And therefore, this giving is the first item in the six parameter.
那我们说爱与色呢？爱与讲的是温和、柔软、欢喜、赞叹的话语。欢喜赞叹，是打自内心的，是真心的。不是告诉你说，要去多话，不是要去讲一些谄媚、阿谀的话。那要知道我们身口意当中口业其实是最难受也最会造业的，所以我们自己在爱与色不错，我们常说柔软语常说爱语常说赞叹语看到别人对人的时候呢我们确实是可以欢喜赞叹，但是不要讲虚伪的话看到别人伤心，我们讲安慰的话。其实在中国的谚语里头就有一句话叫好言一句三冬暖，他讲你也讲一句好话呢，可以让人家三个冬天都觉得还很温暖所以菩萨呢因为众生的根器让他去讲欢喜赞叹安慰的话，其实让他充满信心跟欢喜，借由爱语跟众生结善缘，能够进一步的让他欢喜的来信受佛法，能够来修学，能够来成就众生学佛的一个目的。
Affectionate speech is the caring, soft, joyous, and praising words. And it's not chatter. It's definitely not flattery. And those seductive, puzzling words. And we have to know our mouth, and it's the most easy to create bad karma. So when we say joyous words to others, and when we see people going through a situation very sad, and we give them caring words. And Chinese has an idiom says, and one sentence of good words and will warm people for three winters. And it's a self-explanatory. If you give people good words, and then you really help them. And Bodhisattva, and we can depend on sentient beings' karmic roots, and then given and soft and caring words, affectionate speech, and let them have a confidence and have a joy, and use this affectionate words and speech to have a good affinity with sentient beings, and then gradually let them happily and receive and accept Buddha Dharma, and then again and practice and believe in Buddha Dharma, and then later on and then will achieve the purpose of deliver sentient beings.
所以呢，同样的一句话，其实不同的表达，结果呢，感受其实也都会不一样的。所以师父以前也常常告诉我们呢，哎，快手快脚快做事，话到口边慢半拍啊。甚至于呢，哎，我们也常讲得理不饶人，师父都还告诉我们，得理都还要饶人，话不要说得太满，给对方给自己都要留个台阶。
And therefore, the same sentence and the way you're saying it, the way you're expressing your words, and can make people feel very differently. And Sifu, you said, and do things fast and do everything fast. And when you say things and slow down a little bit. And even though you're not, you know you are right, but you know, and you still, and doesn't have to be insist and you are right, and just step back and a little bit and low key a little bit and use affectionate speech.
对，所以我们昨天我在笑我们和美菩萨，我们和美菩萨在场了哈，让我笑一下了哈。他昨天就在联络一些电话哈，那西方人呢讲话都很直哈，很快。啊，他不断在打电话，就跟人家讲，我还要打电话给人哦，那个就直接讲说，我还要打人哦，他是差很多了，真是环保。
give a joke, and one of our Bodhisattva here, and和美菩萨 ，and she need to make a lot of phone call to contact other people, and then So when she say things and she say, oh, I still have to make a lot of phone call and to other people. But in Chinese, and making phone call is called 打, and but it's the same meaning of hitting people. And then so when she say things really fast and they say, oh, this have many people I need to hit. So of course, and she doesn't mean that she has many people. She has to make a phone call to contact them. This is just a small joke.
其实我们菩萨人非常好，非常 nice 的，而且非常热心哈。那就知道说，有时候师父常常会说，有些人会认为修行叫直心啊，就是直话就是要直的说，可是都要小心哈，很容易就伤到人了哈。
Of course, our volunteer works very hard. When we practice and we need to use straightforward mind, but if we when we talk, our speech with a straightforward mind, and that may be too forward, too direct, and you're going to hurt people. So we need to be careful about that.
好，那我们接着讲力行社。力行社呢，讲菩萨以身口意三业的善行来利益众生，让他欢喜信受佛法。力行呢 ，OK， 我们讲说，他。在这里头呢，我们可能为了要利益他人，我们要舍弃自己的利益啊。那我们人呢，常常要帮助别人没有问题哈， 啊，损伤到自己的利益的时候，就可能要多思考一下哈。所以其实就是要练习着来思考这样的心态，展开我们的心量，把别人所遭受到的当作是自己遭受的。我们讲在中文里头，我们讲说以人机为己机，以人逆为己逆。不管对我们自己有恩的，或者有怨的，或者是你厌恨的人，都能够平等的去帮助。当然，他还是必须要慈悲跟智慧是结合的哈。我们讲说，我们帮助人，哎，比如说人家找你去，那天上，哎，今天 David 不在，哎，比如说人家找你去助念呐、啊，或者要找你去念佛，要找你去当义工，当然，哎，牺牲一点自己时间可以的啦，付出些体力可以的啦哈。哎，那人家要找你。借钱呢，借小钱也无所谓了哈，借大钱的时候你自己要思考一下，智慧稍微想一下了哈。哎，那哎，人家如果找你说，哎，找你去杀人放火，那你就千万不要了哈，不要说哎呦我要帮助人呢、啊、要利益人呢、啊、这还是要有智慧的哈。所以凡是利益众生的事呢，当然我们尽量的尽力而为啊、哦，其实师父也说，哪怕我们稍微会损伤到我们的这些利益，还是利他为先哈、哦。那所谓的要有智慧，比如说你看到人家溺水了，你看到他就要淹死了，你救不救？因为你的勇气很好，当然可以跳下去救你。如果根本不会游泳，请你不要跳下去，你就自己找死哈。但是不是告诉你说，那我不会游泳，不是我的事，我没办法救。错了，你还是有救的方法，赶快找人来救啊，或者跑给他绳子或者之类的东西。其实这就是说，我们慈悲跟智慧还是要相应的，要积极的啊。我们有持着愿亲平等的一个平等心，积极的去修行利他，那么能够让众生得到他的信赖，能够让他欢喜来修学佛法。
Conduct profitable to others with the same purpose. Bodhisattva used the wholesome conducts.Through the body, speech, and mind to benefit sentient beings, to lead them to believe in and receive Buddha Dharma. And, this profitable conduct to others, and actually it was really, exceeding the normal, worldly standard. And, when we try to help others, and no problem, but they may have a conflict with my own interests, and then we usually have to think about it. So, and we really need, the right attitude is to relinquish our own benefit and to give up our own benefit and to benefit others. And, you treat what people encounter as what you encounter yourself. And, treat other people's hunger as my own hunger. And, treat other people's drowning as myself drowning.And regardless, and the one you love and the one you hate, and you treat them with equanimity, and give them help. But you have to use with wisdom and compassion to do that. And when people ask you come to recite Buddha's name and come to you or come to do volunteer work, you're gonna give your time and your physical strength and labor, and no problem, and you can do it.And people ask you to borrow money and small money, and you can do it, big money, a lot of money, maybe not. But you have to do what you're capable. But if somebody asks you to help and to kill somebody and to stop the fire, you definitely say no. You have to use your judgment. You have to use wisdom to do the right thing. And Sifu used to say,And, if it's gonna harm my benefit, but I can benefit other sentient beings, I will do it. I will always put, the first to benefit other people's benefit. And, another example, and you see people drowning. And, if you have a top-notch skill of a swimming skill, and no problem, you can jump in the water and save them.But if you don't know how to swim, don't even think about it. You're not gonna commit suicide yourself. And find some other people to help. And then also you may see some obstacle, object or rope and whatever you can find, throw in the water and then trying to slow the drowning process and whatever you can help. So therefore benefit sentient being is, and you give your best effort to do it and treat other people's hunger as your own hunger and other people's drowning as your own drowning. And this, use no discrimination, the great compassion mind, proactively practice the benefit and of others. And then you will get respect and the trust from sentient beings. And then will them happily receive and believe in Buddha Dharma.
那我们说同事社呢，其实也就是让我们设身处地的站在别人的角度，感受别人的感受，苦其苦，乐其乐，感受他的苦，感受他的欢喜乐，让别人呢也能够借由同事社呢，能够愿意多亲近自己，然后你才有机会呢能够去传播你的善法善行，能够把佛法能够传扬出去。所以在我们今天可能没时间不太够，其实就是我们自己碰到事情的时候，可以多想一下，如果我们站在对方的角度，我换自他互换哈，换他的立场来看看，我们就能够呢比较能够感受，甚至于呢就是跟他做同样的事情，感受他的同样的，能够理解他的感受。那么我们自己呢才能够让他接受你你对他的所有的谏言。
Cooperation with and the adaption of oneself to others and to lead them into the truth is really and you put yourself in other people's situation and suffer what they suffer, joy what they joy, and then you can do what they do and then try to help them and build up a good affinity with them, and then you can gradually and guide them and through the good affinity and then gradually guide them through to learn Buddha Dharma.
因为时间的关系，本来也可以跟大家可以讲《法华契域》里头的穷子喻，不过我想菩萨们可以自己去查。那父亲也是为了要让儿子信任他，然后用各种的善巧方便。其实佛陀教化我们也是一样，用了各种的善巧方便，因应我们的根器，能够让我们来修学。
Because the limited time we have, I was gonna say in Lotus Sutra there's seven examples and there's Pusan's example and Buddha, the rich father and trying to teach this Pusan and then in many many different way and expedient means and try to teach the son, and just like a Buddha use all kind of expedient means and try to teach us, but unfortunately we don't have enough time to talk about it.
Okay, 所以我们呢也这样讲四无量心跟十四法其实也一样的，我们可讲对在我们的心内对内呢，我们是用四无量心做我们的根本，做我们的基础，透过四色法向外，在我们的日常生活当中用熏习然后养成，才能够去向我们的菩萨道。那这也是我们所谓讲的一般讲的解行并重，性解行证的意思啊。相对于四无量心 OK 我们知道了，我们知道了信解，我们听闻了，我们心向往之。而四摄法呢就必须要用靠着四摄法来起而立行，透过不断不断的熏习，不断不断的实践体证，那么它才能够内化在我们的生命当中，不断的延展，才能够去向菩萨道，去向菩提。
Inwardly, we use the four immeasurable minds as a basis through the practice of the four all embracing bodhisattva virtues as a direction to the bodhisattva path. And so we need to put understanding and practice all together and then do it together. Once we understand, we understand the right Dharma and we understand, we believe, and then we practice. We use our body, speech, and mind to practice the four all-embracing Bodhisattva virtues in our daily life. And then continuous and to extend to the Bodhisattva path to reach the Buddhahood.
好，我的时间老是不太够用，每次要给你们看片子就没时间给你们看。好，看一个，一个，那个太急了，好，好，我们决议看一个两分多钟的。
I always run out of time, and I really want to show you some really nice video clip.
那个部分呢,
but we're going to see the short one, the 2 minutes.
这个可能也有人看过哈，但是真的是看每次看每次都很感动。
You may see this many times, but every time I see this, I always move by this one.
ชื่อเสียงที่มากขึ้นสิ่งที่เขาได้คือได้แค่ความรู้สึกได้เห็นความสุขได้เข้าใจได้ความรักในสิ่งที่เงินซื้อไม่ได้ได้โลกที่สวยงามกว่าเดิมในชีวิตคุณอะไรคือสิ่งที่คุณต้องการมากที่สุด
ไทยประกันชีวิต
你可以看到说其实这个人并不是一个富有的人但是他乐于跟人家分享然后呢就像我们讲的四无量心一样之所以无量它才能够长远否则它只是一时的善行所以当我们在日常生活当中我记得我们也讲过我们丢人家一把泥土我们手上沾满的是污泥我们送人家一束鲜花我们手上充满的是花香所以我们自己在修行当中我们在层次里我们的修行层次里头其实我们就是不用跟别人比但是我们学习的开展我们的心量然后能够继续的来修学
You can tell this guy is not a rich guy but he just loves to give to help people and And because of the four immeasurable mind, because it is immeasurable and then can and long lasting and be persistent to help us to be persistent. And also, if you throw people and handful of mud, your hand is a fold of dirt. If you gave a people a bunch of flower, your hand will have the fragrance in your hand. So we need to open our capacity of mind to help people to practice the four immeasurable mind.
所以不管是在经典当中，在我们日常生活里头，其实我们在在处处，如果我们用心的话，我们都可以看到跟事物量心相互呼应的事情。那包括呢下个礼拜跟大家分享的进行品，很奇妙的是上个礼拜我们长正法师刚讲过进行品概要哈，这个我们没有事先串供的然后但是他讲的东西跟我讲的东西又有一点不太一样哈，那下个礼拜我们再来略作分享。
So regardless and in any sutras, and you can see this four immeasurable mind, and then also in our daily life, and we can see all these four immeasurable mind all the place, and they are all in accordance. Next week, we're going to talk about the pure conduct chapter of the Avatamsaka Sutra. Even though last week, Changzheng Fa Shi talked about the overview of the pure conduct chapter, and we didn't plan this on purpose, but one of my talks it will be a little different from his talk, so please come next week.
好，那么今天呢就到这里，后面呢下个礼拜8月16号还有8月23号，那欢迎菩萨们继续我们一起来做学习跟分享，谢谢，祝福平安。
This is what we're going to talk about today. And next week, August 16th, and the week after, there's two more lectures. Please all come to listen. 阿弥陀佛, thank you.